thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the Word for Today.
2 Chronicles 20, verse 15 tells us, "For the battle is not yours, but God's." When Israel was threatened by the mighty forces of Amalek at Rephidim, God gave them a supernatural victory. Realizing that God was fighting the battle for them, Moses built an altar to Jehovah Nissi, "The Lord my banner." Hear his words, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Be not afraid nor dismayed, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Why then do you discourage yourself into defeat, trying to win the battle in your own strength? You engage in a fruitless cycle of fleshly repentance, resolutions, struggles, defeat, and discouragement, which leads to more fleshly repenting. The only sort of spiritual conflict that's ever successfully won is the one God fights for you. He doesn't expect you to win the battle, only to surrender to Him and let Him win it for you. So am I not supposed to fight at all, you ask? Yes, you're to fight the good fight of faith. Yours isn't a battle of exhausting effort, it's the battle of believing. But am I not to wrestle like Jacob did? Observe two things. First, Jacob didn't win by wrestling. He won by being rendered too weak to continue wrestling. Paul said, "When I am weak, then I am strong." Second, Jacob's victory lay in his surrender. Are you worn out from the battle, at the end of your rope? You may be just where God wants you. Let go and trust your Jehovah Nissi to prevail for you, because the battle is not yours, but God's. Be encouraged by those words from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.